I'm going to get the psula of Chazazis. So it comes out of Chazazis could be possible in one or three situations. It could be possible if it's going to be Roiv of Esrig in one place. That's one way it could be possible. It could be possible if it's two or three places. Or on the Chuitim, the Koshu is going to be possible. First, I want to speak a little about the Chuitim, a little bit about the Chuitim, then we'll come back to the actual psula of Chazazis. So we have any Esrigim here? No, we have any Esrigim? No, I'm right. Okay. Yeah. What? Yeah. Okay, I missed then. Yeah. Okay. Fine. So the shah is, what's the geder of the chaytim? Lashon Rashi is the reason why the chaytim is more machmir than the rest of the chaytim. The esrog, like Rashi, the reason why he is because being that samakim, which is nirelei naim, something which is very, very you see very clearly. Therefore, the chaytim is a makim which is more machmer, and if he has that's anti machmer on the chaytim, I feel kosher. What's together the chaytim? It's not like we show him exactly what together of the chaytim. The lashon Rashi is uvi goyve shel esrig is called the chaytim. What does that mean? The way the place is going to mazber, it means the place in the esrig which is the thickest part, the certain area which is the Yeah, mashuk is that. Yeah, saying it's like right. Yeah, that's what it is. I'll show when it comes. The lashon harash is the area where it starts slanting in. Lashon mechaber, makim shemaskel l'shapeya l'tzad apitma. It's a makim which starts slanting in towards the pintum. It's area which starts slanting up, and that has a din of the chaytim. The Rambam, the Mishmei, the Rambam is that maybe it's that someone in the Rambam is going mamash on the pitim. That's where the makom chaytim is. And then there's the, what? Rambam, the pitim. So the dad, saying the lesson was the dad. You're right over there. Oh, yeah. The others learned that the Rambam, the Rif, it's lumala karv l'shashanta, it's like the last little slant at the end over there. We bring in the esrog, I guess. We'll see in 2-3 minutes. We'll go through the shittas again. We'll show exactly where they are. Okay, it's Hanabi Paskin. So the Baruch brings down that Rashi holds Agiv Shalatzik Kunikar Chaitim. Rosh, the Mechaber holds the place where it gets slanted. So we can say Shuvah Samatz Lachas Chaytik Gam Das Rashi. Say Shuvah Chaytik Also for Rashi. Then now we have to do the place where it gets slanted. Even the place underneath it, you have to be Chaytik for it. And some because those Malkim Gavay Levadis Me Also. But Doicha Asamay The Gang Kvash Shem Arachu Kain. Me is Daiti Lashu Chanar Chazay Mash Bekem Bechalal. Shanar doesn't sound like it. Shanar Chazay has the place where it gets slanted. When it starts to slant going up. Chayin Vavush Kasu Behedya Kvash Shem Chanar Chashu Kvay Levad. Kvay Malkim Gavay. Therefore, Zakta Be'alacha Akaponim The mokim atchak bevadi yesh lachol gam rishon even levarich elav. So what's the psak of the be'alacha? Like a chila, what do you have to be machmer for Rashi? The mokim atchak, he's mekel even yam rishon even to make a bracha. And as he holds the ikar adin is like the Shulchan Aruch says, the place where it slants in. He holds there'll be a milah to replace the Rashi. But vada, if you have a mokim atchak, even on the first day, he'll let you go ahead and make a bracha. Number one? Okay, fine. A couple. Okay, fine. Okay, so in terms of the, let's just go with the Shita of the Shachnach, where you pass. So basically we say, the Chaytim is a place where it starts like slanting up and going in. Just come closer. We'll get that second. Just come closer. No, yeah. They can see it. So over here, where is it going to be? So over here, it's where it starts to slant, right? This goes like this, and it starts shtark a slant. So be about here. This is where it starts to shtark a slant. Going up, that's going to be the makam
achaytim. The other side, it slants.
That's the rush. So we'll get there in a second when it slants to different places. We'll get to second places. That's why this is shulchan aruch. This one is a very shvach slant. It's like a weird one. It's like more round. Hold on a second. Let's go this way. Yeah, this one is a little more pronounced. So like around over there, it starts going like shtag up. Mukim, which is the... Mukim, which is the masculine, skatzel, the skatzel kapirosh. It gets like smaller and starts slanting towards it. It'll be over there. Over here, I guess it'll be like around here. It starts like... And it goes back up like that. But I guess around over here, when the slant starts... Already, that's going to be the makim of the chaytan according to the Rosh and according to the psak, according to the psak on the mechaber. And it's according to the Rambam, it's be like right over here at the top, like mamas the last little thing over there, karvel shashanta, like the last little like over there maybe. That was mamas according to Rambam, mamas be the last little slant of. On the dad itself, yeah. According to the Rav, Kipshuta Yitzvah. Some of the Rav together, some don't. But if you go that, it's not on the Makkah Pitam. It's like the last little slant over there. But going, we paskin, that's the place where the slant goes in, so it's going to be around here. Berlachah throws in another Tanai. Hold on a second. Berlachah throws in a Nocha Tanai that he has a kash like this. It says that. Something beruiv is going to be puzzles. It says chazaz beruiv is going to be puzzles. It's going to be two stadim. In fact, the be'alacha, whenever it's roiv, so bechefsa is going to be someone on the chaytem. He assumes. So it's going to be someone on the chaytem. So I can be roiv as we state stadim. B'chayra, it's going to be a mashu on the chaytem. It's a mashu on the chaytem. That's all. It should be a puzzles. Hear the shayla? What do you say? Yeah, good. I'm gonna be shver. If you're all like a zaga belacha chiddush, that is only shy to be the chaytim if it's less than rave of the esrik. Has to be. Let's say you have esrik which starts still slanting very, very low. It says that that's not gonna be the chaytim. Chaytim has to be from the half and up. What's his rai? His rai is from the fact that it says that rave is gonna be. When you have rave, tzedek is gonna be kasher. Ah, it's gonna be mashma the chaytim. Zakta. Zakta Belach, Elamai wants to say that it's always going to be the Chepsa that has to be from more than 50% and up. And if it's lower than the.
That's 49%.
What? That's 49. Yeah. Right. Which, the Kasha, you have to understand the Kasha. Because Lamas, on this has to go over here, right? It could be Raiv, but it's below the Chaitim, right? Chaitim is about over here, which is about like 25% down, and it could be roi without it. So the kasha is a little bit hard to understand what kasha is asking. He has a kasha. If it's on roi, already it's on the chaitim. It's not true. Well, the chaitim is about up here, about 20%, and he can have roi without being the chaitim. But one is the shem belacha that it's going to have to be has to be more. Has to be more than right. Yeah, Claire. So, gets a Rashi is a mamash and mashu below, and Rashi says the point where the makom goyim shel esrik is like this. And there's the rush is where it starts slanting, like a mashu. Rashi is a mamash and mashu underneath that. That's Rashi. And Rashi holds only that line is possible.
The oil line, not the whole top part. Nah.
What?
Not from there and upwards.
That's what the Baruch is saying. That he's saying that Shachu wants to preach is also for Rashi. That not only is it the Shipua, it's the Mashu below the Shipua. It's that Makim Goiva. That place also. And he's saying the Geron we want to the Nochin Lachila to preach for Rashi. But you can make a bracha without it. I think the Minigana was not like that. I don't think the Minigana was chesh v'alach. They just go from the Shippur and up. Now, a lot of times they have one side is higher than the other. Words. Most of the Swigim are like that. I mean, unless you... I mean, it depends on nice vessel you forget. Sorry. But a lot of times you have like one side is higher than the other one. Like, here will be over here. Here will be over here. Like, over here. Here it's over here. And here it's going to be a little bit higher up, right? So the question is, which side do you go? So, Mr. Swar, what would you say? What? What? What do you mean? So Shevi Levi says go bust each one. Each side he done, wherever it is. What's each side? The side is the eye catches something, which is towards the top. That's the main thing. So depending where it is, the side of the other side. It, you know, it's end up being going around and around, you know, and it doesn't have to be the same area. Each side, each side you judge it for itself, and and each one is going to be, each one is going to be separated. Being that Mishnah Rabbi Asher and Asher Yesh, he said to be machmir both sides. That once it's on the one side already, it starts the slanting already, your eye catches it, and you have to...
Like a foot on the bottom and then go up.
What do you say? He wants to say take the lowest point where it starts slanting and just go around it. It's like Saskadis, you know,
for and higher.
And higher. They're, yeah, yeah, yeah. And there's for the rush, and there's that place not for yet. Now, a lot of Sregim, some of Sregim, I have like a Gartel. It goes like that, it goes in, and then it goes out and goes in. Know what I'm talking about? So the question is, what's the Chaitim over there? Is it the top? What? No. It starts slanting up, and then it goes like that, and like that.
Right?
So the question is, do you say... What?
Same reason we say narrow
knife,
top, top, top.
Yeah. When the Russian
first, into a ship, and another. Kipshuta, that's what it would be. The Eish has a solid about it, but Kipshuta is. No, you could say it's like maybe the place would start slanting, so start slanting towards the top. Start slanting, and then it goes in a little like that, and it goes like that. The Kipshuta is you just go bust to the top one. That's the place where. What? Eish Lavram had a tzad like that. So much Shtomich and Shuva. So this morning, Gimel Kafei Aleph, I think it was late to laugh. But according to the passages of Yashim and this, and they all say that it's totally in the place where Mamash goes in, and then it's not going to be a show. Fine, so that's where the Chaitim is. So the Chaitim is clear, the Chaitim basically Mamash Melechel Maisa. Where it starts slanting in, that's where it has the shippur, that's where the chaitim stops. And therefore over there, we're supposed to see in Sefer Beis that all chaitim elam chazal says koshuni mara koshu is going to be pasul over there. Yeshimu din yavish pasul pasul comes koshu. So over there, any shini mara koshu is going to be pasul when you're dealing with the chaitim. So I guess let's speak about black dots for a second. What's shini mara? Kanshach or lavan, black and white. That's going to be possible. Now, comes to black dots, many of Sregim, you look around, there are black dots on it, and the question is, how machmer do we have to be on black dots? So once someone is from the Burdam Shimmer Misha Feinstein, he wants to say, what's the chasarn of a black dot? What's the chasarn of Shini Mara? What's the process of it? It's a psul hader. Why is it psul hader? Because it's not a normal thing. It's not a normal thing, and therefore it's going to be a problem. So Misha Tainid, that two tainus. The number one, the whole word is not a normal thing. He says, the black dots, which are normal to be in the S-wing, that's not a certain other. It's only something abnormal, it's like a shini mara. So with full black dots, the way the ones we have, he says, that's not a pasus, and it's a normal thing to be, and therefore he says, number one, it's not going to be a problem. Taina number two, he says, most of them are not, it's only a shini mara if it's a shini mara, it's the etzem atzmusi of the S-wing. If it's something which is zaitig, so that's not going to be considered a shini maris. It says that come out of all of them. It's not from the etzem color of the esrik. Take it off for sure. If it's not from the etzem, what?
What is it?
Most a lot of them come from. It could be bugs. It could be resus from the spray.
What?
Yeah. That it's not from the etzem esrik. From esrik, and therefore it's not going to be a problem. Akbarim, this is not mukabal and kaiso. Kaiso is not annoying like this, and they say. I heard maybe one rabbi in America goes like this, but like upon him. No, I saw someone showed it to me, one of these English from, I don't know, one English from Dalamina, I don't remember which one it was, so a lot of years ago. But maybe I'm sorry, somebody just brought it down, I've got to check, saying what's the name safer, but that thing will be brought down over there. But like upon him, definitely the, it's not the Midding of Christ on Nevada, if it's going to be a black dot, we're not going to say this is for that, so again, it's going to be a problem. And many of Srikim do have black dots, and we're saying on the Choytim, even a master is going to be a pasul. So the question is exactly what's going to be the gather of which is going to be a pasul. The Chew is my bit.
Okay.
So Shuz Rabbi is talking about a very familiar story that the guy said that all that Swagim is an apostle, and there's no, there are no kosher Swagim, and the only Eswig to use really is Rosh Hashiva's Eswig. You know, there's like one Eswig in the whole city, and they're all going to be apostles. And Bid writes in the Tshuva that he's going to write a Tshuva about the, in terms of what Swagim need in order to be kosher. And by after Tshuva is being mefarsim, it's going to drop the price of a Swagim, because there's going to be mahadir, shalim, and adin, and things like that, which bechalal are not menadin. So al kapanim, zaktem a bit that the whole pasles over here is going to be a pasles of hadar. What's the chesaron of hadar? What's the mile of the chaitim? What's the lashon rashi? The mile of chaitim is like the lashon rashi. It's because the person sees it behedia. That's the mile of chaitim. Eye catches the chaitim. Therefore, you're going to see something which sees some behedia. Zaktem a bit, something which the person doesn't see behedia. So he says something which you have to look very, very closely. And so in shana roiv shana karen in near laimachas to kusam, the very small person see that look him harbe in order to be nagish beria. So he says that's not considered a kosher, and therefore it's not going to be passless. And therefore he says a fizi himself swigim harbe kshem bazol harbe mashayu. Find a lot of kosher swigim for a good cheap price. You don't have to be spending 250 shekel for yasrig and 400 shekel for yasrig. And he says you can find it very, very cheap. And he says it's only a problem if you see it behedya. If you don't see it behedya, then it's not going to be a problem.
Some people see it behind
the road. What do you say?
I think,
like,
for me, I can see
it behind the road.
It's
changed
based on the person.
All right, so I'll get that in a second. Yeah, so the Lashon HaGraz. Lashon HaGraz is Shunir le'ayin ke'oshib yodai. Are you holding it? It doesn't have to be that your mom should look very closely. I think it answers your question. Roiv, people see it bashkafer ishayna, then it's going to be okay. Mr. Brewer, without a stackless. That's me, that a person can see it without a stackless, and that's going to be together. I'm in your line, Machas to Kusay, but it's like you have to look at it closely. Ain't the kosher shall place. It's not going to be kosher, which is not going to be possible. Because the state in all the places can, that in order to be considered a Shinimara, black dot is possible. It's something which a person sees, Hashkaf Rishon, you see it very quickly, and then that's going to be together. It's going to be possible. If you don't see that, then it's not going to be a problem. I heard from Ramay Shahala. Ramay Shahala was from the Grace of Akim at Swagim. He's no longer with us. But he said the Gedra Dover is like when you go shopping for an orange. How close do you look at it? If an orange has like things wrong with it, you're not going to buy it. So you pick it up and take a look at it. Zebeseder. And you don't have to sit there looking so closely and it's going to be okay. How close does it have to be? So that's my bit is the way you hold it in your hand. The way you hold it in your hand. Some say 30 away, 30 millimeters. Some say 50 millimeters. But there, the way you hold it in your hand, you take a look at it. And that's going to be together where it's going to be black dots. Therefore, when the Gea Allah Halamaisa, the average people going crazy with black dots, inside the Ikar Din, it's only if you see it clearly. Shkaf Rishayna. What? What do you say?
Turning it slowly and looking at it, or just stop and look at it?
What do you say? Look at it quickly. If you don't see black dots, then it's going. What do you say?
Find it.
Yeah, no, it's totally for a person. See, Lashon HaGraz is Shkafer Rishayna. Lashon HaGraz. Which means you have to look at it very, very close. Now, there is a Maisa which Shtomrich brings down Gimel Kaf Pei Aleph, a different two Nesroys of the Shaila, which Shtomrich's Nesro goes like this, that the Chazanish heard Rav Chaim didn't have Esrig. The Chazanish had a nice, beautiful Esrig. So they travel to Rav Chaim, I think, Minsk. Travel to Rav Chaim, Salvechik, to bring him Esrig. Yeah, nice, beautiful Esrig. So Chaim took the Esrig and he took out a magnifying glass. Look at it. So he looked at it and he found like a small dot. And he's like, Chazanish said, like, my high. Like, well, what are you doing? Why are you looking at it so closely? Like, well, what's the pshat? So two different stories of the Maisa. The Maisa in Brisk is, Chaim said, Ena Chanam, about 100% kosher, and it's Beseder Gomer, and you make a bracha, and it's a chachila. Navas is the Hiddur. That shouldn't be anything there. It should be 100% nucky. And he's just checking the magnifying glass to see whether Hashem was mezakim to get Esrog, which is mamash, Shane, without anything there. And there's Epesahedra. The other nusach is that they say Meir Rav Chaim was maskim. No, it's not the nusach in Bris. Meir Rav Chaim was maskim. And an economy, so an economy. I don't have to look at the, you know, I don't have to look with the magnifying glass. Not going to find him. What?
Imagine
you did. That was a tune this time. Not going to find him. What?
I don't believe
it's the first story. It's like this. Alocha l'maisa when they get past this, it is not possible. It is definitely kosher l'chachila. No, is the hiddur? Maybe, possibly. Maybe there could be a small hiddur having if that is b'chlan or like that. But definitely the ilum is mamash shalim and adin, and the rimak mash shalim and adin, it's going to be kosher. It's a little story there. A good father told me way back. Whose chasna was it? Yeah, a good father gave me way back from Shmuley Woman's chasna a couple months ago. So, what? Said the story, right?
Which story?
I guess I said over for the New Orleans. Basically, Rabbi Stern has a sefer, the Abraminum book, the Kashas Abraminum. You know, so the kids, they put out a cruz. They opened up Avos Torah, like 22 years ago. They opened up the Beis Medrash, and he opened up the Beis Torah. So he put out a cruz that Rabbi Michael Stern, going to go those and be checking his story again. 3 o'clock. 2:30 already, there's a line, like 150 people waiting in line that he should see. They should go ahead and wait. So they're all waiting. Kids, sir, Griffith comes back at 3:15, there's no one left. So he's like, what went on over here? He said, I came in and looked at that, so said it. And then, like, the word got out that looks at it very, very quickly, like, everyone just ran. So he told me, like, what are you doing? He goes, you want me to pass an halacha, or you want me to just do public relations, make people feel good? You know, that's halacha. As good as good. You know, I don't sit there looking at it, looking at Zayla. So, I didn't have had some Seder Gomer. You know, maybe there'll be a mashu v'hidr. Okay, now, one thing's very important. When it comes to seeing black dots, a lot of times that has to do with the color of the esrog, thus says. A nice dark green esrog, you're not going to see anything. A nice yellow esrog, you're going to see a black dot. That could be camouflaged. Sometimes, okay, that's another shmuz, right? Sometimes, you know, it's over here. If there's a black dot, it's much harder to see. If it's yellow, it's much more clear you're able to see it. Sometimes over Sukkot, the situation is going to change. You start off as many times. Guy bought a nice green esrog, and all of a sudden it starts turning yellow. All of a sudden, you have this big black splash. So the question is, heichi dani la'idina? Do you say always was kosher, it's possible now, Basher Hosham, like, you know, and what's going to be like in that case? So, what should it be?
Now it's possible.
What do you say?
Now it's possible.
Kipshutei is Basher Hosham. Now you see it clearly and in the Nainayim, the first puzzle. Basher Hosham is going to be kosher. Therefore, when somebody buys a very, very dark green esrog, you have to realize you're taking some type of sikkun. And maybe when it, you know, it's maybe when it's gonna change, you might get yourself in, into issues. Therefore, it's not so good to get a dark. Yeah, but it gets yellow as a go. The way that starts, it starts with green, as it gets ripe, it gets more yellow, and it gets more yellow, and whatever. So, because there are gonna be two reasons why it might get a yellow esrog. Number one, there's a bach which says the green is not a mara esrog, if dark green, it's supposed to be yellow. Huh? We'll get that about Shinimara. The second reason is that Pashas is going to change over Sukkot, so you might not be able to see the color, and therefore it's going to be brown. Now, sometimes you have a black dot that you can't, mitzad atzmus, so you're not going to be able to see it. But being that's next to another dot, if it catches your eye, there's a small. In itself, you can't see it, but there's another mum over there, being that there's something, a brown, which is kosher, but now you see the two of them together because he has a friend. So the question is, how do we look at that situation? What? Yeah, Kachurite we say is possible. Haint is near Lainayim, and therefore it's going to be kosher. I mean, Haint is going to be possible, sorry. It's going to be possible, because I might say you're able to, you go in and see it, and therefore it's going to be a problem. Fine, one last thing and then we'll go back to Chazaz. Sometimes on the bottom you have a lot of black dots. Along the rim on the bottom of you have a whole bunch of black dots and it goes around, rave around like that. So the question is that going to be a pasas or not? Kipshuto, it goes around roy, which should be a problem. It's a chizshim, it's in Karel, it's that the bottom, being that's normal and darkoi, it's not considered a shinoi, and therefore it's okay. But, you know, it definitely is a big chiddush. I'd probably stay away from that. If you have on the bottom a bunch of like that, the stomach's going to stay away from it. Brianna's not a problem. Get siftas, what was that? It was considered. What? What do you say? Yeah, very strong Ashkafik Shaila. The question is, so the answer to the question is what are you doing with your time? That's what you might get. It's kind of a first Seder, so like, what do you do, I'm saying? It's coming off, I don't know what, you know, depending on what's coming off, you know? Everything is a shikol, I'm saying, you know. What? If you're watching kids, obviously there's a reason, right? You know, the...
Three dots on the bottom is okay.
No, I mean, you guys want to say yeah, but I think it's very big. It's fine. I'm going to get chazazas. So the mar brings down also chazazas. Chazazas is going to be possible. And it says, what is a chazazas? What's the type of chazazas? It says, abuos. You know, what is that? It doesn't help us so much. So the Be'alacha gives us a little bit of key. What it is the place to go with Aguda. It brings down that. Davkin al chazam at Susi Esrukin, that's Esrig. You are bringing something like good. The mokher shev al kritz and god by chazazas. If it's sitting on thorns, the chazazas comes up. So he says that b'kayak is like this. Chazazas is something which comes from ipush ha-pri. Something comes from the rotting of the pri. Hein b'talshem b'chubber. Some which is derech mokher shev al kritz and molishlam avir, and it's not some chazazas. That's not going to be a problem. That's because that has to come from some type of ipush ha-pri, some type of rotting, some type of this, something went wrong, some type of lekusa. If it's not mitzad a lekusa, it's not mitzad rotting, then it's not going to be a chazazis. Therefore, the place I'm saying, der klal, kamat chazazis is something which is going to be very, very nashkeik. It's not just like I have a wart. If something comes like for some type of rotting, ipush of the pri, that's what chazaz is going to be. And if I say it's very, very nashkeik for us to have a chazazis. But upon him, what's the gather of chazazis? How much do you have to have? So the Gemara says that chazazis have abubos. The Lashon Rashi sounds like you have to have two. The Chaim Medayik and the Kesa Gedoyle B'Shem Mabit, that the Lashon Rashi have abubos, therefore you're going to have two. The Kapas Tamarim. Brings down Lashon Rashi abubos takas, yish b'shon ha-kar chazazis k'min b'yiz abubos b'chus. It sounds like it's going to be two. So he says he's chaylik. He says about the one is going to be a problem. Ah, Rashi says a boy. He says a Rashi talking about it's on ruboy. Ruboy is not normal to have one abua which is so big, you know, such a big wart, whatever you want to call it, to be on ruboy. So therefore, he wants to say that's why he says lashon abuos. But avada, if you have a lot of them, close them and there. But avada, when you deal with the chaytim, when mashu is going to be pasul, and this has to get on the chaytim when mashu is pasul, if you have one, it's going to be pasul on that. He says avada, Rashi says two. That's because you have ruboy. Ruboy, it's going to be very, very nashki. You have to have a situation, scenario arrive where you have one. Levada, it's like the kapas tamar. Levada, even one on the chaytim is going to be possible. Shmuel brings down sifkatan and test. Yeshiv davshe abuos. That's the shita of the mabit. Levada, it's not because that's Rabbi Melchorinim brings down the kapas tamarim. Your Abba. Cholkem zeh daitem avabu achas koshnu lach adam lion blow stackless in Russian because chazazes and it's going to be a puzzle. Now, what is the puzzles of chazazes? The nafkamina is what is going to be pasul the rest of the day. So Nachlag Rishonim, Tosfos says that it's going to be a pasul al lakichatam adikadin. Ashenkein, the other Rishonim go that's going to be a pasul hadr adikadin. What's nafkamina is? Nafkamina is what's going to be the rest of the days. If it's a kichatam, what's the halacha? Only pasul the first day. Ashenkein, if it's the hadr, it's machlag is whether hadr is pasul the rest of the days. Hopefully soon we'll get there. And it's going to be kosher. It's going to be pasul, sorry. Mr. Bruin, Tav Reish Mem Tes. Ooh. Nun Gimel, Shatzin Gimel. Brings it down that the Chazazis, he wants to say, is the Machlokes Chazazis Chasar Adar. Therefore, Shai Yomim, he wants to be Meiko. Why have a sex Meiko? Maybe it's Chasar and it's Chasar Shai Yomim. Im Tintlem is Hadar, maybe like the Rambam that holds that Hadar is only the first day. So being have a sex Meiko, therefore by Chazazis, he's saying he's able to make a bracha Shai Yomim because it's sad to say that it's the Kichatam B'chah, it's not possible. If he's a Shai Tzachak, he's just welcome to Chasar Shai Yomim. Because it's only the Rabban and they have a sex fake, therefore he says maybe he's able to, maybe it's going to be okay. One second. Now, in terms of being 2-3 paces, it's the kusin the esrig. Therefore, we look at it as something, it's not a shalom, dik a normal, dik a hesir. It's not so much chasid dik, but you have to have like a kicha muslim. This is like not muslim dik, because a chelik it is like ratin and chisar. Right. The other shem say no, and it's only if it's missing, it's not called missing. Right. Now, in terms of being 2-3 places, so the Mechalik Rishonim, Chai brings down Sif Yud. Shnai Bekam Bekam is possible Dafka when it's Raiv, even though in the Shatach it's going to be Mu'at. But Mi'at, all on one side, is not going to be a problem. Yesh place in the field, Mi'at, place in the Mi'at, Sad Echad, if it's going to be on one side. Mechalik is whether it's going to be possible on one side or not. So Mishnah Berurah is an idea like this. Mem Aleph. Mashman is pasit mem gamet zat sheni mikirubai. If you have the kazazis or black dots, we'll put it to what's merenegeya on the bottom, right? If it goes also to the other side, it's gonna be pasul, it's gonna be roiv, gets roiv hakav. And you get roiv in two different ways. You get roiv in one big thing which takes up roiv. That's one way of having roiv. Now it's saying there's right three ways of passing by chayt, by black dots, kazazis. One is chaytim, right? Black dot, zazas, nicker on the chaytim. Second is raif. There's a third thing, you have two or three, if it goes around to, if you have two or three, which goes around to raif, so Mishpun wants to be daik from the Ram, Ram wants to be daik from the Ravid, that if it goes one, two, three, and it's raif around, so being that it's, Master Spassman Gamet Sasheni, that's also called Rav. Tavi Rav Hakefai. Being that it's Rav Hakefai like this, therefore that's going to be Rav and it's going to be Pasim. As it'll come out, because Lazar says not to give it. If it's like that over here, and over here, so it's Rav of the area as black dots, right? And therefore it's going to be Pasim. Yeah. Saying Rav is going to be black dots, and therefore it's going to be Pasim. The Graz. Over here. Takes one step weiter. Not only if you have roiv around this way, you have roiv this way also. It's also considered roiv. You have one, two, three. One, two, three. So then you have roiv like that. One, two, three. You have roiv like that. So that also is considered be considered roiv. And then also is going that also is roiv this way. Either roiv this way or what? Chor, that'd be two sides, although it's not right, right? Now, the Chazon Ish, Kuf Mem Zayin, Sif Katan Hey. Divi Magavram Temuam. Minoy Lachadish Shurim. Mechadish Mechadish is to arrive. And... He says, "Dik v'sarach ez b'chad not namuchach." And he says, "The way you do it is." Chazon says, "The way you do it is that you the way you do it is you draw chura makif around, and that's the tovus right. Now, let's say I have here, here, and here, right? So what you do is you draw a string around it." And if Rav of the Esring has a Chudamakif around it, then it's going to be possible. Now, let's say it's one, two, or three like this, right? So the Magavram is saying, since it's Rav this way, it's going to be possible, right? Rav this way is going to be possible. It's like the Chazon Ish, no. Draw through a line like that, it's a tiny little amount. What? Huh? Connect the dots. And as the Chazon Ish says, connect the dots. And look, do you have Rav of the Shatach or not? If you don't have roiv of the shetach, then it's going to be a kashan. There's Maran's Beit Chumra. You have one, two, three, roiv around this way, or roiv this way, the grass, then already it's going to be pasach. This is no. You have to have roiv shetach. How to figure out we have three dots, what's considered roiv shetach, and those connected dots, and just cheshbon whether if you have, whether if it's roiv shetach or not, that's the way you're going to. Oh, the chazan should definitely could just connect the dot. Huh? The closest one you can do, right? Right. No, it's like two or one work, right? Yeah. So the chazan for sure. Yeah, it's the chayr, right? The chayr is only by three. Three, you're never gonna have right. If I want that's the lach benegaya, the sifanim, tradition discusses benegaya have bletlach. Bletlach are it's. Right, these things just grow on the S3 because, like these here. There's a black scabs. Usually comes from the fact that because there's like a tree sitting on it, that's how it grew, and it gets a little bit of a scab. So I'm going to get black. There's two reasons why it's going to be kasha. One is because it's not higher than the grave of the S3. That's why it's the reason why it's going to be kasha. It's not like sticking up, it's not mishyad, and therefore it's not nicker. The second reason why it says is because it's sitting in Mara S3. We know that's a normal thing to happen. Then it's considered my esrog, and therefore it's not going to be a problem. Zakta Mishpu, what's nafkamina? Nafkamina is if it's goyva mishar esrog. If it's because it's my esrog, it's going to be kasha. Mashenkein, if it's going to be mitzad, then the kudah that it's mitzad, that you don't feel it, then it's not going to be kasha. How are we paskin? Ein bachrinim, ein lachav gvayim. Zak the Mishnah Berurah only makel if it's shatzat chak that it should be higher than the esrog. Now the mitzias is that a lot of times you feel it. You're gonna feel it most of the ma'isa. If you go like that, you feel so some type of. What do you say? Yeah, over here, you can feel this, right? If you go along like that, you're going to feel this. It's like some type of thing, right? Yeah, you feel it. So, Karelis and also in Archos Rabin, they bring down that it only means if you feel it, if it's very, very, it has to be some type of like something which is not normal. Over to Smith, that's something which is not normal. So, he says it has to be very, very, very stark sticking out. Just a little bit sticking out, he says that's not called something which is abnormal. And he says it has to be something that's very, very stark.
Why is that not a problem? It doesn't look good either.
What do you say?
It doesn't look good either. The black dots are a problem.
No, you want to know the head of the Shabbai? Maybe you could start handling that, I'm saying. But, to me, now the answer of Yashu. Let's say you have bletlach, which is all over the place. And it's very nice as bloodlach. But the esrog, which is doesn't have bloodlach, but doesn't look as nice. You know, as you can get this clean, or like a nicer gildol. I mean, a nicer gildol with this one has a lot of bloodlach. What should you go with? So the asher said, if it's not good from the top of the esrog, so it's considered my esrog against kosher. And I've added the tzura of the esrog would be a maila, and it creates other shaboy as opposed to worrying about the bloodlach.